Meanwhile, protesters in northwestern Pakistan have searched trucks on their way to and from neighboring Afghanistan. The move was aimed at preventing vehicles from carrying supplies and equipment to NATO troops. Anger is increasingly growing in Pakistan over the United States drone attacks in the country. Hamza Amir has more in this report.
The recent American drone strike in Hangu district of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province has inflamed anti-US sentiments in the region. The provincial government ruling party Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf is also angry over the issue. Tehreek-e-Insaf held a rally in the provincial capital Peshawar and blocked the NATO supply route in protest to the drone strikes in Hangu. Protesters carried banners and chanted anti-US, anti-drone and anti-Obama slogans.
It is time that the people of Pakistan stood up and said, this is our country and we are responsible for the security of this country. We do not want any interference from outside, and this is totally a war crime. Drones are a war crime. Even the international Amnesty has said this is a war crime and it should not be done so.
Tehreek-e-Insaf party members flooded into the protest as the sit-in blocked all movement of NATO supplies from Afghanistan into Pakistan. Party leaders said U.S. broke its commitment to Pakistan's government officials that it would not carry out drone strikes until the peace talks between pro-Taliban militants and Pakistan government.
Again, there was a commitment given by America that there won't be a drone attack until the negotiations and peace settlement occurs. And the next day it was like a slap on the face of the government because they had a drone attack in Hangu, which killed six people.
Analysts believe that U.S. drone strikes are not limited to Pakistan's tribal areas, as the unmanned aircraft were considered during the Ebtibath operation also.
American government has given a very clear message that they would go after their high-profile target, no matter wherever they are stationed. So they would target them everywhere. And if you see, you know, during Ebtibath operation, Americans also considered the drone option.
Islamabad is under heavy pressure from the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provincial government, who demand a strong response to what they call the U.S. Criminal Act.
Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf has called in for more protests and NATO supply route blockade sit-ins until U.S. halts deadly drone strikes on the Pakistani soil. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Peshawar.
Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Javed Rana, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Pakistani capital. Now, Javed, you know, this issue of NATO supplies to Afghanistan is quite a sensitive one, I imagine, in Pakistan. Are we expecting the government to change its stance in the future?
Well, the federal government is under tremendous pressure to come up with a policy measure. You have been hearing so much condemnation from the government of Pakistan and summoning the U.S. ambassador and then telling them, stop these drone strikes. People have got fed up with it. People want action on the ground, and the government is not coming up with action. They basically gave a lollipop to the people by saying that they are going to go to the UN. And we have heard simply few speeches against the drone strikes, and nothing happened. But that is not the precise reason that now we have seen that the nationalist political parties and religious parties were governing together in northwestern province, and they have decided to take on the Americans on their own, and they have blocked the northern western part of the supply route, which is very important because much of the supplies pass through from the northwestern region of Pakistan. Today we have seen the reports where the truck drivers of the carrying the natural supplies, they were beaten up, and now as a result of which the association providing NATO all these kind of transport service, they have suspended their service. They are saying that they are not going to go with these supplies as long as the life of their drivers, truck drivers, are not insured. No, but let me tell you, there's another important development. Just yesterday, the southern western part of Pakistan, where these nationalist parties are not governing, that supply line is also problematic. Yesterday, one of the truck was burnt down. And today, Jamaat-e-Islami, one of the leading political party in Pakistan, in Karachi, they are holding demonstrations. And they are saying that today they are going to stop supplies in Karachi, the port city, from where much of the supplies are uploaded onto these trucks. So it seems there are troubles for the Americans because it's not just supplies. What about the Americans' heavy equipment? They have to go back to their destination, back their homes through Pakistan. That stands blocked. It's a two-way problem for the Americans. But I think now it is a federal government. Federal government has got two options now. One option is to dismiss the provincial government, something probably they would not do because they know the public sympathies would be with the provincial government. The second option is to take some concrete steps. And I think that is where the government has a policy confusion.
Okay, Javed, thanks for that.